Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. The Powerball jackpot is $307 million. Could you be the lucky winner? Get your ticket today for your chance to win.
I'm Jason Taylor. A two-day manhunt ended last evening for the suspect in the killing of a Western Missouri police officer. Ian McCarthy was taken into custody by a state trooper after being spotted by a driver passing by 13 miles from Western Missouri's Clinton. State Highway Patrol Sergeant Bill Lowe says it's not known if McCarthy, who sustained a gunshot wound while exchanging fire with the officer, received any help from others while he was on the loose.
As part of the process that we're going to go through to figure out how he got where he was, did he have any help? That's the investigation that's going to continue.
McCarthy is accused of gunning down 37-year-old Clinton police officer Gary Michael during a traffic stop Sunday night. Homicide is suspected in the death of a man whose body has been found in a ditch between Joplin and Neosho. Newton County Sheriff Chris Jennings says an autopsy has been ordered to determine the cause of death from the Tuesday discovery.
The condition of the body, we're confident that it is a homicide. Don't necessarily believe it happened at that location.
The victim's identity has not been released. She held off a Democratic challenger in a district where a Republican ran unopposed in the three previous elections. 50th District State Representative-elect Sarah Walsh says she'll listen to her whole district, not just her side of the aisle.
What I want to do is sit down again with people and listen to them. Now, you know, there may be some issues where it truly is not, you know, the voice of the district. And, you know, obviously I want to represent the voice of the district and I'll do that. But I'm definitely going to listen to everyone because there might be some common ground that we can find.
Walsh defeated Democrat Michaela Skelton with 52% of the vote in yesterday's special election to occupy the seat vacated by Caleb Jones, who left to join Governor Eric Greitens' administration. And singer Glenn Campbell, dead at the age of 81 yesterday from Alzheimer's, opened the Glenn Campbell Good Times Theater in 1994 in Branson. A Missouri reporter thinks Ferguson can serve as an example to other communities in distress. Jill Enders says the city has recovered from chaos created by the fatal shooting of Michael Brown Jr. and a grand jury's decision to not indict the former police officer who shot Brown.
When you go back to what happened that night, anyone thought that Ferguson was going to recover as quickly as it did, or if at all. And I think that speaks volumes.
Several community events are scheduled for today's three-year anniversary of Brown's death, including the annual Michael Brown Justice Walk. State House Republican Sandy Crawford of Buffalo handily beat Democrat Al Scalicki in a special election yesterday to succeed Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson in the Missouri Senate. Crawford, who had been elected four times to the lower chamber, won 68% of the vote. She outraised Scalicki by a 3-1 margin and spent six times as much money. And Springfield's Dickerson Park Zoo announced yesterday its giraffe named Emma gave birth to a 6.5-foot-tall female calf Monday. This is Missouri Net.